Turn, if you will, I'm going to share just for a couple minutes. Turn, if you will, to Jeremiah 23. In Jeremiah 23, we find something interesting in verse 29. It says, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" And I don't know about you, but I've had the Lord, you know, take his small little chisel and kind of work on different areas of my life and kind of refine it. But I've also had him take the giant sledgehammer and just wham on me. Over and over and over. And sometimes we need that big sledgehammer. Sometimes God uses that little chisel. But that's what his word is. It is a powerful thing when we allow it into our lives. And it convicts us. It does the work that God wants it to. It refines us. It molds us. It shapes us. And that's why God was merciful. Even in the Old Testament, I mean, we look at the New Testament, we think of the Great Commission in Matthew 28. But even in the Old Testament, God over and over again, not just to Israel, but to the surrounding nations, he would send his prophets. Look at Nahum chapter 1. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "An oracle concerning Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum of Elkosh." So this entire book, God gave a prophecy, which is an entire book in the Old Testament, for one nation, which was not Israel. In fact, you can't even read any of the prophets in the Old Testament without at least one prophecy being for a nation outside of Israel. So God, in his graciousness and his mercy and his love, sent forth the word out from Israel to the surrounding nations. Jonah went to Nineveh. Nahum, his word was for Nineveh. And over, Amos had words for many nations. God's word was meant not just to be kept home at Israel, it was meant to go forth into the nations. We've been privileged to hear from Bill today, the work that the Gideons are doing, and we have an opportunity today to continue that work. If you look in Galatians, we see something interesting that God had set the law up to do in the Old Testament. Galatians 3:23, it says, "Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith." Now, my version in verse 24 says guardian. Yours might say tutor in the NIV. Literally, that word in the Greek is pedagogos, which is where we get the word pedagogue. A pedagogue in the New Testament would be a person that the family would hire, and the pedagogue's job was to make sure that the child got from basically point A to point B, got from home to the school, that the schoolwork was completed. He led him from place to place and ensured that the proper things happen. And it tells us here in verse 24, that's really what the law was. The law was our pedagogue until Christ came. What? It was taking us from point A to point B. It was to lead us to Christ. From where? From exactly where we were at in our fallenness, in our sinfulness, with God's wrath about to be poured out upon us. But the law was sent in the Old Testament to convict of sin, to warn of sin, and to show us our need for a Savior. And here we have an opportunity, one, to show our thankfulness, but two, to send forth that word. Just as God has been sending forth his word really since the creation of time, we can be a part of sending forth that word. We see something interesting in 3 John, if you turn there. In 3 John verse 5, it says, "Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, for they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, We ought to support people like these that we may be fellow workers for the truth. You know, one of the interesting things about the Gideons is that there is no paid staff. Every person in the Gideons is a volunteer person. One of the reasons they set it up that way is so that every single penny can go towards printing those testaments, towards sending out the scriptures, towards making contacts with countries, so that God's word can go forth. So every penny we give today will go to that effort. And just like John exhorted the church back then to partner with these, as it's called, strangers, even though we know our brothers here, we want to partner with our brothers today. We want to partner with the Gideons in the effort to send forth the word. So I hope that as we take the offering here in a few minutes and as the worship team comes up, we can all partner with them. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you that we're privileged to be counted among one of your children. We thank you for Bill, for the work that he shared about going on in the world, that your word continues to do the work through your spirit that only your word can do. And we pray a blessing upon the Gideons, upon their organization, upon our brothers here today, God. Let them continue to labor. Let them continue to persevere in the work that you've called them to. I pray that, God, that you would open up the doors in Iran, Lord, for the scriptures to get there. Tear down those walls. For those Christians there, Lord, give them a spirit of boldness. Protect them, Father. Continue the work in Malawi, in Ghana, God, the other countries that they're involved in. Let those scriptures providentially fall into the hands. Let them providentially be opened up to the verses that need to be spoken at that particular moment to that particular person. Lord, use your word and use us to help accomplish the work your word does. I pray this in your name. Amen.